What is up, everybody? This is Jim Mylock, and you're listening to Pot of Fame. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, which means it is Hall of Fame Market Watch, our Friday segment where we buy someone's Hall of Fame stock, and we also sell someone's Hall of Fame stock. So we're going to be pretty nice about someone, and we're going to be not mean, but you know, we're starting to hedge. Maybe this person isn't going to make the Hall of Fame. Maybe their chances are dwindling by the day. So we're going to buy a stock today. We're going to sell a stock today. And there's no one I would rather, actually, there's plenty of people I'd rather start with. But who we're going to start with today is someone who was in the news this week. A baseball player in the news this week. No, not Shohei Ohtani coming to the Chicago Cubs. Gerrit Cole won his first career Cy Young Award, which is a big deal for his Hall of Fame candidacy. Now, Gerrit Cole, to this point, has had a very, very solid career. And I think solid's underselling it. So let's say above average to elite career so far. So he's pitched for 11 years in the MLB at this point. He's at 145 wins, a 3.17 ERA, and 2,152 strikeouts. He's a six-time All-Star. He's led the AL in ERA twice. He's led the AL in strikeouts twice. And he's a 41.2 career WAR for you people out there that love WAR. I know you do that. I know people love WAR out there. 41.2. I like it too. But the one thing eluding this resume, and again, he's 32 years old right now, was the Cy Young. He has been runner-up for the Cy Young twice, in 2019 with the Astros, and then 2021 with the Yankees. Yet, he has yet to win a Cy Young. And no, pitchers don't have to win a Cy Young to get in the Hall of Fame. But trust me, it really, really helps. And to be honest, there's not too many pitchers that I can think of off the tip of my tongue who are in the Hall of Fame today without a Cy Young Award. And of course, there's several with many. And if we think of the elite pitchers, or they're kind of ending their elite pitching era here, but the Verlanders, the Kershaws, the Scherzers, these guys have 3+ Cy Youngs, right? You don't need to do that to get into the Hall of Fame. They're just kind of doing extra credit there, but one really helps and it gets you noticed, right? And Gerrit Cole now has one. So at 32 years old, he now has a Cy Young. He has numbers that are, you know, leading to getting to the 200 win club, which is now a club because the 300 win club might have closed its doors for good. That club might be full. They got a, you know, now they're opening a smaller, less expensive 200 win club, but still, that's probably the new club in town. The 3,000 strikeout club is pretty elite. I think Cole has a great chance of hitting there with over 2,000 at this point already. But he has the numbers. The numbers, I think, are going to be there. But the peak seasons, again, runner-up twice, but no Cy Young until right now. That was eluding him. Now with a Cy Young in hand, Gerrit Cole's Hall of Fame candidacy is really looking up. You know, I didn't know what to do with him a few years ago when he went to the Yankees. Again, in 2021, he had a great year. He was runner-up. But last year, he looked like he was starting to kind of lose his touch. Yes, he did lead the AL in strikeouts with 257, but his ERA had gone up quite a bit to 3.5. He had 112 ERA plus, which is not very good. I mean, it's above average, but it's not that great. I thought, okay, at 31, is Cole on the downside of his career? But it looks like he's stronger than ever. Again, led the league in ERA this year at 2.63, innings pitched with 209. He's now pitched back-to-back years with 200 innings pitched. If he can play another 3, 4, 5 years of pretty solid baseball, get to 200 wins, get to 3,000 strikeouts, hopefully have some good postseason success with the Yankees, I think Cole's Hall of Fame candidacy is looking prime. And again, that Cy Young Award, that pressure is off. He has one now in the bag. That really helps this case. And, you know, I was thinking, like, again, the Kershaws, the Scherzers, those guys are a different category, but I was thinking about his contemporaries right now. The Jacob deGroms, the Chris Sales, Yu Darvish, Madison Bumgarner, Blake Snell, who just won his second Cy Young. These guys are, you know, Sales 34, deGroms 35, Bumgarner's 33. How is he only 33? Darvish is 36. These guys are a little older for the most part, or the same age as Cole. But like, think of where these guys are at. Chris Sale, I don't think he's returning to the Chris Sale we saw in the White Sox. I think his career is definitely trending downward quite a bit. And, you know, he's 120 wins, over 2,000 strikeouts, 47 WAR, but I don't know how much further he has to go. Madison Bumgarner might be out of the league at this point. He barely pitched this year. He might be done. Jacob DeGrom, who knows with him? Obviously, elite pitcher when he's healthy, but he's got 1,300 innings pitched. That's nothing. Some relievers in the Hall have more than that. So if I'm looking at these contemporaries, Cole's in the best spot. He's one of the youngest of these guys. And honestly, like, his numbers, he has the most wins out of any of those guys. And I know people don't love wins, but his ERA plus is right near the top of the list. DeGrom is way above everyone else, but he's right in there with the best of them. Strikeouts, he's an elite strikeout pitcher. Six All-Star appearances already. And six top five Cy Young finishes is a big deal too. So among his contemporaries, again, DeGrom might be the better pitcher, but Gerrit Cole easily has him on statistics, numbers, and now he has a Cy Young to his name. And that's something he couldn't say before this week, and he has now. So going into next year, he has that Cy Younger's belt. He'll continue to add to his numbers. As long as that ERA doesn't start to balloon, puts in three, four, five more good seasons, Cole has a great chance of going to Cooperstown. So I am buying the stock. The stock's not cheap. It's not like Cole came out of nowhere. Cole's been one of the better pitchers in the league for a while now. But it's never been higher right now. This was what he was missing, and now he can throw that on the resume. Congratulations, Gerrit Cole. Just real quick, Blake Snell, of course, we're buying that stock too. But Blake Snell, like, he's had two Cy Young seasons, and then everything else has just been not great. The guy's made one All-Star team, and I was tweeting about this the other day. This is crazy, even in today's era. People are like, oh, no one does anymore. But, you know, Gerrit Cole had two complete games this year and two shutouts. Blake Snell, in his MLB career, has never thrown a complete game, let alone a shutout. That is wild to me. He's only got 992 innings pitched. He is only 30, but, you know, he's hot and cold. Again, really great seasons, really bad seasons. He's 71-55 his career. I can't, even with two Cy Youngs, his stock to me is much cheaper than a Gerrit Cole, who has, again, the career numbers to go along with now a nice shiny trophy. So congrats to Gerrit Cole. So that's who stock we're buying. Now let's go to who we're selling.
Number one rule of Wall Street. Nobody. I don't care if you're Warren Buffett or if you're Jimmy Buffett. Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up, down, sideways, or in fucking circles.
All right. So who are we selling? This was actually a quick rewrite. As I'm recording this Thursday night, watching Thursday night football, Mark Andrews goes down with an injury. And it didn't look great. And it was an ankle injury. It looked like he could not put any weight on his ankle. And I assume there's no reports out yet. So if you listen to this Friday morning, the reports are out and, oh, he's going to come back next week. You can pretty much disregard what I'm about to say here, but that does not look the case. I'm no doctor. I'm not going to pretend I'm a doctor here, but doesn't look like it's going to be a quick fix. And even if he does come back, ankle injuries can linger. So that is why I'm selling his stock here, because Mark Andrews was having a great year. Like, I was definitely buying stock all this year. He's 28 years old. Through this ankle injury he suffered today, 45 catches on the year, 544 receiving yards, six receiving touchdowns, fourth among tight ends in receiving yards, but first among tight ends in touchdown catches, right? So he was looking toward maybe not an all-pro first team season, but maybe an all-pro second team. Definitely a Pro Bowl appearance. And at 28 years old, he needs to rack these up now. To date, Mark Andrews has had a great career in Baltimore. Three-time Pro Bowler, one-time AP All-Pro first teamer. But that's not going to cut it for the Hall of Fame. The average Hall of Fame tight end is a six-time Pro Bowler and has made three All-Pro first teams. He still has to kind of double with the AP All-Pro first teams, triple what he has today. And again, he is 28, so I don't want to say he's running out of time, but we see what can happen to tight ends sometimes. They get beat up a lot, right? They're going across the middle way more than anyone else. They're still blocking way more than a receiver would. I mean, I just think of Gronk sometimes, how near the end of his career, he was a shell of himself because of how much pain he had taken over the years, how many hits he had taken over the years. Now, Travis Kelce still looks great, and he's somehow, I think Kelsey's somehow younger than Gronk, or like the same age, but Gronk seems like 10 years older. But tight ends can age quicker than most, okay? Not quite a running back, but not quite a quarterback that can play, you know, until they're 43. So Andrews has to capitalize on these peak seasons when he can. And at 28 years old, on the way to possibly an All-Pro second team Pro Bowl season, he gets hurt. And if he's out for the year, which I don't know if that's going to be the case, but if he's out for the year, you know, he's missing this year of getting those accolades, and he's just a year older next year. And the guy for his career has 382 catches, 4,857 yards, and 40 touchdowns, which is very good through his first 87 career games. But if you look at recent tight ends who are going to be in the Hall of Fame, and this does not shock anyone, but Rob Gronkowski is getting in the Hall of Fame, right? Gronk's getting in the Hall of Fame. Taylor Swift's boyfriend, he's getting in the Hall of Fame. Antonio Gates, that guy's a Hall of Famer. If we look at their numbers, I mean, Antonio Gates has 116 touchdown catches. Gronk has 92 touchdown catches. Travis Kelce, who is still, you know, putting up numbers, 73 touchdown catches. Andrews is at 40. He has a long way to go there. He's a long way to go across all of the categories. He still needs 5-6 seasons of Pro Bowl caliber tight endsmanship. Tight endsmanship to really have consideration for the Hall, because honestly, Mark Andrews is a super good tight end, very dependable. I think he's been a top five tight end for the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. But he's not Kelce, right? He's not Gronk. He's not Gates. He's not, I don't know. I don't think we talk about Andrews that much. He's not this like premier face of the tight ends, right? And I don't know if he'll ever get that, because Kelsey's probably going to be around as long as Andrews at this rate. But he doesn't have that going for him, so he has to get the accolades. He has to get the numbers. He's lagging behind both. He was trending well up this year. But this ankle injury now has me thinking, you know, he's missing this year. You can't afford to miss this many years. So I am really hoping that I don't sell too much stock. I hope I hear tomorrow, he's going to be fine. He's going to come back, because he's Lamar's favorite target. Lamar loves feeding Mark Andrews the ball. So it's going to suffer. Lamar's going to suffer as well. His Hall of Fame stock's going to suffer as well. But I hope it's short term. Right now, though, to me, it's looking long term, which is why I'm selling Mark Andrews stock. So that is all we have for you today on Hall of Fame Market Watch. Thank you for listening. If you don't already, please subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, where you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Twitter at Pod of Fame. I hope you have a great weekend, and we will be back on Monday. Roger Maris is the podcast. Yes, spoiler alert. Roger Maris, 61 homers. Barry Pepper plays him in the movie 61. We are doing Roger Maris on Monday. Been waiting a long time for this one. Have been asked to do this podcast for a long time, so get excited for that. Again, follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Spotify or podcast. If you've done that, you've done your homework. We will talk to you on Monday. Have a great week.